With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. The Southern Baptist Convention Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission is calling for the U.S. Senate to oppose legislation that threatens to gain enough Republican support to codify same-sex marriage into law. In a letter to all U.S. Senators, Brent Leatherwood, the acting president of the ERLC, urged the Senate to vote against the Respect for Marriage Act. The legislation would repeal the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act and require federal and state recognition of same-sex marriages considered legal in the jurisdiction where they took place. The U.S. House of Representatives approved the measure July 19th in a 267-157 vote. If enacted, the bill would essentially place into federal law the U.S. Supreme Court's 2015 Obergefell versus Hodges decision that legalized gay marriage, though many critics warn it could go beyond that ruling to permit recognition of other types of unions. The Respect for Marriage Act faces the challenge of needing 60 votes in the Senate to overcome a filibuster and gain a floor vote, but several Republicans have indicated their willingness to support it. The conference CREE, Spanish for Believe, drew more than 500 Hispanic pastors, staff members, and lay leaders to the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary in a first-ever gathering of its kind to encourage and equip Hispanic church leaders. Representatives from churches across Louisiana and Mississippi attended the event. Pastor Otto Sanchez, a longtime pastor and director of the Dominican Baptist Theological Seminary in the Dominican Republic, was the keynote speaker. Over the weekend, he drew from Philip's encounter with the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8 to urge participants to view the proclamation of the gospel as an urgent message. He said the proclamation of the gospel is non-negotiable, and it must be explained accurately and communicate that belief is not simply a feeling.
Good news for today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His great commission, no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews.
In a first-person piece on Baptist Press, women's ministry specialist Kelly King says it's vital for churches to invest in the women within the church by taking them to leadership conferences. She says women gain much by learning from experts at conferences, and they also learn from networking with one another. She says at training events, women will leave with new knowledge that they'll take back and share with other ladies in their home church. You can read the full piece at our website, baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.